This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A 2017 study found that office workers exposed to bright bluish light during the day fell asleep faster at bedtime and enjoyed better sleep quality than those who did not. At the end of 2017, California was by far the nation's leader in installed solar capacity. In fact, the state generates so much solar and wind power that it must sometimes give the electricity away to other states to avoid overloading the electric grid. The state is now going to require that new homes be built with solar capacity. Secretary of Education DeVos is attempting to expand the ability for federal assistance, financial assistance, to be given to religious universities. Entergy, the utility company, has revealed that its public relations firm had hired the California-based company Crowds on Demand. That company hired actors to appear at public hearings in October and February in New Orleans in support of power plant construction. The contract specified that Hawthorne would require 75 supporters, including 10 speakers, to appear at the October public hearing, and 30 supporters, including 10 speakers, to appear at the February council meeting. Spotify introduced its new policy regarding hate content and hateful conduct by citing two artists, R. Kelly, the multi-platinum R&B singer, and XXXTentacion, the troubled young rapper and singer who'd been removed from all Spotify official playlists and recommendation features on the service. Managers at Sean Hannity's four largest apartment complex in Georgia have taken an unusually aggressive approach to rent collection. They have sought court-ordered evictions at twice the statewide rate, in a state known for high numbers of evictions and landlord-friendly laws, and frequently have done so less than 2 weeks after a missed payment. Researchers in China and the U.S. have found that they can send audio signals to Siri, Alexa, and Google's assistant without the knowledge of the owners, raising concerns that this could be achieved by hackers. EpiPens that are critical to allergy sufferers' ability to survive catastrophe are facing months-long shortages because of manufacturing delays. They join a list of other drugs on Medicare's list of shortages that even includes saline water because of consolidation in the industry. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.